The United Nations Agency in Accra are preparing for the installation of the UN Mission for Ebola Emergency Response, headed by Anthony Banbury, newly appointed Special Representative of the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. The challenges ahead are huge, but mutual cooperation will be key. Mr. Bukar Tijani is head of the FAO Regional Office for Africa in Accra. He has this to say.
The implications are quite a number, but what is there is that I believe the mission will be looking at how a medical / health emergency can be looked at almost immediately. And there is already a lot of challenges when it comes to the mandate areas of FAO. One of them is that right from mid-year around July, which is quite a number of months after the Ebola epidemic has broken out in the three countries, farmers have gone to their farms, and for animal rearers and all these fisher folks, they have all their things going. But because of the scourge, our populations in these three countries have been very hard hindered and devastated. But the specifics on what very negative effect and impact that has is that most crop farmers are not able to go to the farm anymore because they're scared of contacts, and there is still questions whether it is possible for infected humans now to transmit the disease to animals and livestock. These are things that FAO is also investigating. But the major issue is that we have reached harvest season in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea-Conakry. And this singular phenomenon has not allowed farmers to actually go to their farms. There are travel restrictions, there are contact restrictions. In fact, very recently, we even have a shutdown in Sierra Leone by the government of Sierra Leone to reassess what is really there.
FAO has started the assessment on the ground of the food security and malnutrition situation to inform further rapid response in favor of the most vulnerable. Again, Mr. Bukar Tijani.
For us in FAO, for the last 3 months, more than 3 months now, we have a structure on the ground which is part of our own response as FAO, and we are looking at a coordination and a supervision from here, from the regional office in Accra, while we have the three countries of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, where we have our FAO representatives with their teams working. We have looked at our needs for additional human resource and staff. We have also looked at needs for the populations that can be assisted, because immediately after this Ebola emergency, what will come is to really look at and bring down and eliminate this emergency. So now the big question is, what next as the emergencies die down? For now, FAO is working with WFP to make those assessments in the short term. And then in the medium and long term, that is where FAO will have to come in a lot. Now, how would FAO come in? One, we have to look at how can we assist farmers on their harvest, because some crops are still there. They have reached maturity, or they will reach maturity very soon. And we are talking here about rice, cassava, some other cereals, millet, sorghum. And then, of course, these are the main crops we are looking at. Number two, the Ebola crisis initially started as a zoonotic disease, which is being transferred from animal to human. Now, there has been campaigns, and we know that there must be an alternative protein sources for people who have been used to bushmeat and such type of meat. So for FAO, we are looking at, in the plan of the rehabilitation and recovery, is to look at how best we can have an alternative plan. And the alternative plans we have is really in the area of poultry production for urban, peri-urban women groups, livestock rearers, and also small ruminants and fisher folks. We are also looking at how best we can assist in the area of aquaculture. This will definitely require a coordinated approach. FAO is coordinating this with WFP, UNICEF, and also with OCHA, because people have moved their migrations within the countries because there are border closures here and there. These are times when virtually everything goes beyond a country's control or resources or operational capacity. So I think this is one of the times that the whole of the UN, and especially for FAO, our mandates and our capabilities have been tested. But we are set to see that we work with Mr. Bambury and his team and other UN teams and other NGOs, and then also in the countries. FAO representatives are already working with the government, with the UNCT and other agencies to make sure that on part of FAO, the food and nutrition security, assessment of food and nutrition security and livelihood clusters that are related to crops, related to livestock, small ruminants especially, and related to aquaculture is being dealt with, because this is going to go beyond the short term.